Check mic 1 2 1 2. All right, we're good. Let's do this thing here. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. Dave Gibson here with my petting zoo of cute little audio clips for you from this morning's show. All the good stuff, it's right here for this Thursday, August 2nd. We kick things off today by talking a little baseball, Phillies talk. Heard about a Craigslist con in New York City millennials, how they get by. It's not cheap, you know, up there in the Big Apple. We had a listen to one of the people I consider a lullaby artist as well as a painter. And speaking of artists, Paul Rogers, one of our three headliners for the big gig this Saturday. He checked in this morning with us, talked a little free, talked the current tour, and a whole bunch more. Plus, we learned about common phrases that people found offensive back in the 1800s. And John dug up some really cool audio from Jesse Colin Young of the Youngbloods, a really music-centric show today. And a lot of people, in fact, that you will be hearing live and in person Saturday night at the BB&T Pavilion for our big gig. So strap yourself in. Let's do it. It's a daily podcast.
No Phillies last night, right?
No.
But they took the second game from Boston.
So that was a big win. Stop the skid.
Yeah.
They should have won both games.
They absolutely should have.
Against a team that's 40-some games over 500 in the beginning of August, which is unheard of.
That's insane. Yeah. Well, the only thing that's more insane than that is the fact that we might have to deal with a Boston World Series. Right, and there ain't nothing I hate more than people from Boston bragging about sports.
That's right. 41-33. That's all you need to remember.
Now I'm happier. We can move on.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
This wasn't a ticketed event. I had this story this morning about a guy in Homestead, Florida. Of course, it's Florida. All right, his name is Brian Denomoyster.
Okay.
Why is it idiots have ridiculous names?
Right. I don't know. I'm surprised we don't have his middle name. Because usually he's like, Brian William Denomoyster. All right. Anyway, it seems, you know how on Craigslist they'll have those wanted situations,
Very specific
stuff. Well, it seems he was putting up online men. He was trying to lure men to this house in South Miami-Dade County for anonymous sex with a bored housewife. Now, once they got there, they would be blindfolded, and the men would have various acts performed upon them, right, by Brian, who was cross-dressing as the bored housewife.
Never trust Craigslist and blindfolding. It's a bad cocktail. Right.
He posted videos on a website called Straight Boys 4 years and 600 videos later. The website is no longer running, and he's headed for some serious legal woes.
Yeah.
So before you apply for whatever that free thing is, remember, there really is no free lunch.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Shut up!
102.9 MGK.
Well, I've got a story that I know is going to interest all of you. The website Refinery29.com published a money diary from a 21-year-old marketing intern at the Siggy's Yogurt Company. Is that the way you said that company?
Anyway, yeah, I'm there all the time.
It's a brand, all right? The headline read, quote, "A week in New York on $25 an hour," which is basically $750 a week. How can you live in Manhattan on $750 a week?
You can't.
Unless you're grandfathered in.
This woman, it seems, has found a way to do it, all right?
Okay.
$25 an hour, $750 a week. If you go deeper into the article, here's what you find out. Her rent costs $2,100, which is paid for by her parents. Student loans, zero. Her parents paid for college. All right, health insurance, zero. She's on her parents' plan. Phone, she's on her parents' plan. Netflix, Spotify, Amazon, on her parents' plan.
Amazon.
Right? And Amazon Prime.
$100 is steep.
Right. And her parents and her grandfather give her $1,100 a month in allowance.
What?
Oh, all right.
My gosh.
Yeah. What does she pay for? Her monthly tanning and waxing and a $210 gym membership. That's what she's paying for. That's how you live in Manhattan on $25 an hour.
You just have to be a trust fund brat.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Well, and once again, here he is, our editorial director, Norv Schindler, to talk about these millennials.
Norv Schindler here. Again, I don't get millennials. They befuddle me. Why do they need so much coddling and affirmation? You need coddling? There's free coffee in the break room. You need affirmation? It's in your hand. It's called a paycheck. Do you need me to come and pat you on your head whenever you ring someone up at the register? I would, but I'm afraid my fingers might get tangled up in your disgusting, ever-expanding earlobe. And by the way, what is that? At what point did you think it was a good idea to put a basketball hoop in your ear? And what is that thing pierced onto your tongue? Did someone lose a pinball from the arcade? Get out of here. You're fired. Stop crying. You're scaring the customers. Those are all the things I wish I could say, but I can't due to all the employment laws that will own your business if you fire anyone these days. Yep, I'm sure of it. I don't think I'll ever get millennials.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
Dave told us something this morning that I was unaware of. We all have our programs that if we need to fall asleep, that you'll put on. All right, mm-hmm. You know, I watch Ken Burns specials or C-SPAN. Mm-hmm. Right, if you want to fall asleep fast, just put C-SPAN on. That'll put you to sleep in no time. All right, you know, and you know, you get David McCullough doing something on a Ken Burns special, that lulls you right into sleep. Okay, all right. Do you have one, Sin?
Mostly anything I really want to watch,
right?
I'll put on and I'll fall asleep during because it's some kind of, I don't know. I'm just very contrary, I guess.
Okay. All right.
And if I'm really into it, it would make me fall asleep because I want to stay awake so badly.
All right. And Dave, yours is?
It used to be Columbo, and then Netflix took him away from me.
All right.
Columbo's great because all the violence happens up front.
Right.
And then it's just nice and relaxed and chill the whole time. But no, it's Bob Ross. Anything Bob Ross.
Yeah.
Yes.
A little happy accidents.
Yeah.
Calming. It's such a sedative.
I don't know what's more shocking, the fact that this is what puts you to sleep, or the fact that I have the theme music to it, right? You know, but somebody proving that people just have too much time on their hands. Somebody went through all 11 seasons of Bob Ross's Joy of Painting,
right?
And in that time, he painted 381 pictures, right? And 91% of them had.
Let's decide. Maybe there's a happy tree, evergreen tree. Yes. He lives right there. Start with just
every one of them had happy. 91% of them had happy little trees.
And begin pushing, making the bristles bend slightly downward.
There you go.
Oh my God!
See there?
So good.
You're falling asleep now, aren't you?
Great.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
This coming Saturday, it's MGK's big gig at the BB&T Pavilion. We're talking Paul Rogers, Jeff Beck, and Wilson, and Paul Rogers is on the phone. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. The tour's going brilliantly.
You know what? We've been reading about the tour. Everybody is raving about this show. People are talking about this show like it's the second coming of Christ.
Well, yeah. That's fantastic. Oh, it is a lot of really brilliant music. I mean, I'm not just, you know, blowing my own trumpet. There's and Deborah Bonham is absolutely stunning. Ann Wilson, of course, you know, and I'm with my band Free Spirit this time around, and we're doing a combination of material from the Free band, you know, All Right Now, and there's a lot of depth to that music which has not been explored too well, and we're exploring it, and I'm combining that with Bad Company material.
Wasn't the plan to do the Free Spirit tour in small theaters? Wasn't that what you were going to do originally?
Yes, that's what I did in the UK.
Oh, I see.
You know, 2,000-3,000 seaters, up to 5, and finished up at the Albert Hall. With the addition of Jeff Beck and Ann Wilson and Deborah Bonham, the tour got really a lot larger. And that's a good thing. We reach more people.
How well did you know Jeff and Ann prior to this tour?
Well, we go back a long way in different things that we've done together. Jeff was on my tribute to Muddy Waters album.
Uh-huh.
We played 3 tracks on that. I've always loved Jeff. He's in his own league. He's a brilliant guitar player.
That's for sure.
And of course, Ann Wilson, Ann and I go back a bit. I was once doing a session in Seattle, and it was a classical version of the Beatles' Norwegian Wood. I once had a girl, you know, that one. And she popped her head in. She was next door in the studio next door. She popped her head in and she said, oh, that sounds good. She came, I said, come in, Anne. And she came in. She said, would you like me to put a harmony on that? And I said, yeah. And she went out and she did the most brilliant harmony on it. And then she said, is that good? I said, that's fantastic, Anne. And she said, okay, bye. And she left. And it was just like a gift. It was so beautiful, you know.
Where can I find that?
I don't know where you can find it now, actually. We'll have to, it's probably somewhere on the internet.
Are you doing downloads for this show right after the show ends?
There is a download available after the show, so you can buy the show that you've just watched, yeah.
Money from the downloads going to the Willows Animal Sanctuary?
Well, we are contributing to Willow's Animal Sanctuary. We very much support them, actually. My wife and I are patrons of Willow's, and they look after every kind of animal, you know, from horses to dogs to cats. They pretty much don't turn anybody away. And they're absolutely, they're marvelous. We so respect them. They're a family-run thing, and they run on a shoestring, and it's all charity donations. So we try to support them as much as we can.
You know, it's wild. I mean, there hasn't been a time that I've spoken to you about a concert that you're doing that in some way, shape, or form, some charity isn't benefiting from. I wish more rock people would do it, but you guys do it each and every time you come through here. So, you know, thank you for that.
And my wife, really, Cynthia, is very, very, she can't pass an animal that is suffering and not do something about it, you know. So she's got a big heart for people and animals, and it's just, and I support her in every way I can.
So anything special we should look forward to when you hit the stage on Saturday?
Well, you know, I mean, it's a lot of music. It's a lot of great music, and it comes together really well. I love the Free Spirit Band because we first played together for charity, actually. Again, we talked about that for Willows, and that's how this evolved, really. We were just, and they were so into the free stuff, and we played a lot of it. I said to them, let's do a whole tour with just free, playing just free material. And we did that in the UK, and people loved it. There was people crying in the aisles because Free was such a loved band in the UK, and I thought, wow, we should take this, we should go take this around the world a little bit more, you know. So we came to the States with it, but I'm blending, I think it's a lot of new material for people to absorb in one evening, so I'm blending it with Bad Company, things like Shooting Star, Rock and Roll Fantasy, you know,
right?
And the two blend because Free was very much the history of Bad Company. Before Bad Company, that's where Bad Company evolved from,
sure,
from this band Free. Yeah.
Sure. Well, this coming Saturday, it's MGK's big gig. It's Paul Rogers, Jeff Beck, and Wilson, and tickets are still available through Ticketmaster.com. I'm looking forward to seeing you. You know, we talk on the phone so often, and we get to see each other so little. I'm looking forward to Saturday, and Cynthia will be with you?
She will, my friend.
Okay, great.
Are you coming?
Oh, of course I have to. It's my show. It's my station. Come on. Of course I'm going to be there.
You are. Oh, well, that's excellent. Yeah.
All right.
I look forward to seeing you there, John.
All right. Well, send my love to Cynthia, and we'll see you on Saturday, okay?
I sure will.
Right.
Okay.
You take
see
care.
You.
Bye now.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John DeBella rocks you. Oh, yeah.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
Whether or not you care if you offend people by stuff you say or... that's up to you. I mean, nowadays you can barely say anything without someone being offended by it. But some of these terms, if somebody comes after you for one of these terms, I mean, they're pushing it. Although each one of these were offensive in their origin. You ready for this?
Okay.
I'm going to test you and see if you can figure out, right, what the origin of these offensive phrases are.
Okay.
All right, here we go. No can do.
What?
No can do. Who is that? Who is that offensive toward?
No can do. Someone who has broken English.
Yeah,
obviously.
I'm going to say somebody from Mexico or Central America area or China. Which do you think?
Wow. Let's go Mexico.
All right.
Let's go Mexico.
Should have listened to China.
China.
It was a way that people used to goof on in the 1800s. The way that people used to goof on Chinese people for their broken English. For that very thing. All right. Gypped. Gypped. I was chipped. Being, you know, got being cheated out of something.
Japanese people. Yeah, they just replaced the A
that's
with
what
an
I.
I
was thinking. Yes, yes, actually, I was literally thinking that. Let's
right,
use
right,
that. Yeah.
Right,
okay.
Right. No. It actually has to do with the stereotype of gypsies are dishonest thieves.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Gypped.
Okay.
All right. This one's going to be really easy. Paddy wagon.
Oh, yeah. Irish people back in the day constantly clogging up the police vans in New York, the gangs in New York
right,
era.
Right. You got it. Cool. Exactly. Yeah. That because most of the cops were Irish at the time, right? They were and Paddy.
Most of the perps were.
Paddy was a way, was a nickname for Patrick. Right?
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah. Okay. So Paddy was a nickname for Patrick, and Paddy Wagon because Irish people, yep.
I know Paddy Wax were like Irish brawls.
Okay. And lastly, right, long time no see.
Long time no see. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to go love you long time.
And not love is you long time. No. Long
is this an Asian thing?
Nope, it's not an Asian thing.
It would sound like it.
How many Asian things do you think I got here?
I thought you bookended
it. I don't know.
It.
Listen, you know, people were mean. Long people still are mean.
Well, this is people being mean. This is definitely offensive to some group of people.
Gosh.
Long time no see.
Just,
long
like,
time
so
they're, no see. They're probably making about blind people. Like
No.
Grandmothers whose kids want to visit them. I don't know.
Native Americans.
Long time no see.
Because they would break things that long time no see.
Oh,
there you go. Your offensive phrases from the 1800s that you can use today and nobody will complain about.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.
Tomorrow night. At the New Hope Winery, Jesse Colin Young is going to be performing there. Jesse Colin Young, of course, from the Young Bloods. And I went digging through the Bella musical files here because he was in the studio once with his wife, who did backup vocals and played violin. Right? And they came in one morning, and this was back in 2007, and they played Get Together. Right? And I said, gee, I wonder if I still have that. And you know what? I do. This is them live right here in the studio. All right, Debbie was here also. It was a great day. All right, Jesse Colin Young and Get Together live at MGK.
Love is but a song we sing, and fear's the way we die. We can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and we may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Some may come and some may go. People we will surely pass. When the one that left us here returns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Try to love one another right now. If you hear the song we sing, people, you will understand. You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hands. Just one key unlocks them both. Don't you know it's there at your command? Come on, people, now, smile on your brother. Everybody, get together, try to love one another right now. Okay, now grab your radios, sing along. Come on, people, now, smile on your brother. Everybody, get together, try to love one another right now. Right now, right now.
John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9.
Don't touch it!
MGK.